It's not easy, and there's nothing in the Word of God that says it is. It's a walk, so that means it's a step-by-step process. So you may start out and you may miss it a few times, but you walk in love according to the Word of God. It's not based on your feelings. It's not based on how you feel. It's a walk. It's a step-by-step. And it begins with a confession on the inside, and you bring it out and says, you know, I'm going to walk in love today no matter what, no matter who cuts me off, no matter who runs me over, no matter who has offended me, I choose to walk in love. And it has nothing to do with feelings at all.
We know that we're to love one another, but how do you do that when you're faced with an unfair situation? Find out today as Pastors George and Jeremy Pearsons illustrate the depths of God's love.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor George Pearsons once again on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And my guest today, once again, is my son, Jeremy Pearsons. And he's been talking to us this week about coming to the crossroads and choosing flesh or spirit. And I know the answer.
Yes, you, sir.
Spirit.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right.
So, Jeremy, go ahead. Why don't you pray?
Okay.
And we'll get into the Word today.
All right, very good. Father, once again, we come boldly
you,
and humbly
Lord.
Before your Word. And we thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you,
your Word. We thank you that we have it to stand on and we're
Absolutely.
Not left alone. Father, we open our hearts and minds
thank
today
you,
to
Lord.
Receive revelation from your Word. Our inspiration, our motivation, and revelation
yes.
that will change our lives forever. In Jesus' name,
Jesus
we thank
name.
You for it. Amen.
Amen.
Dad, we started this week by talking about becoming living proof of the Spirit of God.
Right.
Paul wrote in Galatians 5, this is the fruit of the Spirit. We talk about if you want to prove what kind of tree, if you walk into an orchard where there's pears and you want to prove what kind of tree it is, you go and you pull a fruit off the tree.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about all this week, becoming that living proof. And once again, the proof in our lives and in the things that we do is not where we go to church, you know. And when we did this message in church some time back, you know, a lot of people think, well, I don't just go to church. I go to EMIC. You know,
right.
Pastor George is my pastor. And going to EMIC is not proof of anything other than your ability to find your way around the back roads that it takes to get to our church. That's proof of, you know. But Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another.
Yes.
Love
yes.
one another as I have loved you.
Yep.
By this, all will know that you're my disciples. Now, love was not a new commandment. As a matter of fact, love was the first commandment. When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, no other gods before
right.
me. I want
right.
this love between us to be between us. But the new part of it, the new commandment, was that you love each other as I have loved you. In other words, raise the standard of your love. Raise that minimum up to the way that He's loved us. And we're talking about becoming living proof of that. Living that life out, no matter what brings us to that crossroads of spirit and flesh, no
yep.
matter what's been said or done to us or said about us, we step up to that. And with
yep.
confidence, we yield to, rely on, and trust in the willingness of the Spirit of God in us to carry out
yep.
the love walk.
Yep.
I want to start today by looking at Romans chapter 12. This is going to really speak very clearly to what we've been talking about. And he writes here in verse 1, he says, I beseech you, or I beg you. I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that
you may prove. That's good.
And we have somewhere along the lines, we've gotten ourselves into this mindset that we'll even stand and be proud of. I don't have anything to prove to you. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. Who said? The Bible didn't say that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
he
says, here's what you have to prove. Become living proof of something.
Yep.
You do have something to prove. You and I have something to prove to the Father. Can we be trusted with His call?
That's
Can
right.
we be trusted with what He's asked us to do? I want to prove it to... I want to prove to my own flesh that my flesh is not
That's
the
right.
one in control. My flesh needs to hear that over and over. You are not running this show, buddy. It is the Spirit of God in you.
That's good.
And become proof to other people that you and I know and are familiar with the character of God. But in verse 2, he says, don't be conformed to this world. You know, we spent yesterday talking about how to accomplish this and recognizing, first of all, that it is not in the strength of our own flesh. If we rely on the arm of this flesh to try to carry out the love walk, it's never going to happen. Because to this flesh, it does not make sense. Mercy does not make sense. For me to extend mercy to you, if you owe me. Jesus gave a great example of this. He said there was a certain king who was collecting debts. And there was a man that owed him 10,000 talents. Now, if you do any study at all on that, you're going to find that that is just, it's really a ridiculous amount of money. For this man that owed that money, it's something like 10 or 15 lifetimes of wages. It's insurmountable debt. And this man fell down at the feet of that king and he said, be patient with me, I will pay you all. And Jesus said that king saw that, had compassion on him.
Right.
And it's not like he just gave him time to pay the debt. He forgave the whole thing. Now, that just does not make sense to us. When somebody owes us something, just to turn around and say, you know what, don't worry about it, especially a debt that big. But mercy and the love of God, he's not waiting on it to make sense to this flesh. He's not waiting on it to make sense to these minds. It's a whole new way of thinking.
That's why we have to renew our mind to that way of living.
Which is exactly what this says. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And that goes on, and it talks about how that guy then went out and found somebody that owed him money, and he grabbed him by the collar and said, you pay me everything. And that's a dangerous way to live. Because Jesus says, when that king found out about it, he came back to him and said, why didn't you have compassion after everything I've done for you? And he said, he told the guards, bind him up, turn him over to the torturers. Now that's one thing, but Jesus ended that whole story by saying, so my Father in heaven will do to you if you don't forgive.
Yep.
And I got to thinking about that. I said, God, are you gonna turn me over to torturers? And he said, Jeremy, when you don't forgive, when you hold this, when you choose flesh over spirit,
it is torture.
It's torture. Because all that does is grow inside of you. Bitterness just grows, resentment just grows, and it's nothing but torture of your soul.
Yeah.
So when we look at this and we find here the instruction is don't be conformed to this world. This word conformed, it comes from a Greek word that's about that long, so I won't try to say it. But the definition of it is this. It's the act of an individual assuming an outward expression that does not come from within him, nor is it representative of his inner heart life. So put this in the terms that we're talking about. It'd be like taking this pear here, going and finding a stick, duct taping this pear to a stick and saying, look, I've got a pear tree.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, there's nothing in that stick that produced this.
That's right.
This thing taped to it is not what makes it a pear tree.
Yeah.
And he's saying here, the seed that's been planted on the inside of you, in verse 1 he said it was the mercy of God.
Right.
I beg you, by the mercy of God, this mercy that's been extended to you, this grace that for no real good reason other than you asked for it was thrown your way in the heart of the Father that gave His only Son, just because of that, don't be conformed to this world. And let me say it to you like this. Don't put fruit on your tree that is not representative of what He did inside you.
Right.
And you know what the fruit on the tree that doesn't represent that? That's choosing the flesh.
Exactly.
That's choosing your own way, choosing preferring yourself, not preferring others. We're going to get into some of this later in these broadcasts. Do not miss the ones that are coming up because we're going to jump into this into some detail. But that's what that word conform means. It means don't put something on the outside that doesn't match what God did on the inside.
Exactly.
But he goes on. He doesn't leave it with that. He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This word transformed is another Greek word about that long, and it's where we get our word metamorphosis. And he says it's the act of a person changing his outward expression from that which he has to a different one. An expression which comes from and is representative of the inner heart life.
Mm-hmm.
The inward condition producing the outward reaction.
Yeah.
Where do I find the strength to love? Where do I find this ability to love? Not just love the way he loved. It comes from a revelation that you've first been loved. How do I extend mercy to anybody when I wake up and realize how much mercy's been given to me?
Mm-hmm.
How do I forgive anybody of anything when I wake up and get out of my own selfishness and realize how much I've been forgiven of? And, you know, when you step up to this crossroad today, I guarantee you, if you walk out of your house today, it won't be long. You are going to find the opportunity. You are going to stand at the crossroad of spirit and flesh. And regardless of what brings you there, I want you to look within yourself today and the ability to find this strength, the ability to just yield to the Spirit of God within you to love. And that's what he's saying here. He says, transform, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change your mind about what makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Because before, when you blend in with everybody, this is all that made sense. Trying to get your own way, trying to satisfy your own lust, trying to satisfy your own cravings, that's what made sense to you. But he says, transform your mind. Renew your mind.
Right.
And when your mind is renewed to me being loved, to me being forgiven, then when you step up to that crossroad and there you stand with someone who is just chewed you out, chewed you down, lied to you and about you, and just done you wrong in every single way. Instead of that being the justification for reacting according to the flesh.
Yeah.
Just as all of that builds up inside you. I mean, that I think about it like this. You and I are a lot alike in this sense.
Yeah.
We are not exactly what you call confrontational people. If you and I get out here in an argument with somebody, we're the kind of guys that we may stumble around there for a minute. Somebody just tore into us, and we can't think of a thing to say. I can't think of a decent comeback. I can't think of the those words that I'm looking for just to get you back. But.
Yeah.
Later that night. I'm laying there in bed and it's dark. It is pitch dark and I'm just staring up into emptiness thinking, what should I have said? And that's when it hits me. You know what I mean? And we're the same, you and I.
Yeah, but it's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
But if we're not careful, we'll lay there
and
we'll try to create that next situation. Yeah. Next time this rolls around,
right,
this is what I'm going to say. And you know what? Let all that build up in you. Just let it get real big. Let it just craft it out beautifully and masterfully. And just before it comes out, just before you let that thing out, I want you to ask yourself this and ask the Father, have I been forgiven of this? This thing that was done to me, does the blood of Jesus extend that far? Because if it doesn't, then by all means, let them have it. You know, if what they've done is so bad and it so reaches far out beyond the blood and the forgiveness of our Lord, then yeah, you should let them have it. But if you find that what they've said or done to you is well within the reach of the mercy of God, then you be the one that extends that mercy.
Yeah.
You be the one that transforms, renews your mind so that you can be living proof of what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
It's good.
Prove it out.
Mm-hmm.
Become living proof of it. Stand there at that crossroad and just before it all comes flying out, ask yourself, what am I going to choose? Which way am I going to go with this thing here? Am I so justified because of what they said and because of what they did? Now, is what they did love? Probably not. Is what they did they choose spirit or choose flesh? You know what? That's not on you. Their choice is not, that's not pressure on me. And I won't let them pressure me. We can't let them pressure. The only thing that's upon us is choosing the Spirit of God within us.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit's there. The Holy Spirit, that's His job, man. I mean, He's got one job description. It is to help. What were you reading in Romans chapter 8? What does it say about the help of the Holy Ghost? What did you say earlier about
our infirmities?
Yeah.
It says that the Spirit helps our infirmities or helps our inabilities.
Yeah.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit helps the weakness of the flesh.
That's what New King James calls it, the weakness. And that's what Jesus said. You've got a willing spirit, but you've got a weak flesh. And I'm not leaving you alone to deal with it. Yeah. I'm going to send you some
help. Yeah, God's pulling for us. I mean, they're all, everybody's pulling for us to make it through this and to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. God's not standing there saying, yeah, go ahead, go and walk in the flesh. I really don't care. You're on your own. No, He's doing everything, providing everything He possibly can for us to live the high life.
Yeah. And you and I have been discussing, I mean, what are some practical ways? Because it's one thing for you and I to come in here and say to the people watching, hey, make sure you choose love. All the best to you on that. Good luck. You know, we wouldn't say that. But, well, I mean, what is it we can do? Because there are some practical things. There are some things you and I can do to watch our lives become living proof of this.
Well, I think, Jeremy, one thing that you said a little while ago is that I've had problems over the year in that confrontation. Well, in the various positions that I've been in here at the ministry, especially as executive director and now even as pastor, there are times when I do have to confront, but even in that confrontation, it has to be done in a place of love. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that has hurt us over the years is technology. You've got cell phones, you've got abilities right now in your car to send a message back to somebody.
Yeah.
You have all of these aids at your hand to be able to do a snap judgment of a reaction instead of hearing something about yourself and just taking that and setting it before the Lord and saying, Father, what do you want me to do about this?
Do you remember a few weeks ago, we talked about this, when I called you?
Yeah.
I had received an email. And just like you're talking about, I mean, this technology, it allows you to... It allows you, and you have to be watchful of this, it allows you to distance yourself from responsibility, to take responsibility for your words and your actions. And if you're not there in person to say it, you can just say whatever you want, and that's not true. But I had gotten an email sometime back, and this email was just beautifully crafted. It was well written. I mean, this was literature. You know what I mean? This was magnificently well written about what a jerk I am. You know? And somebody had, they had really well crafted, and I applaud their use of the English language and really well done. But man, when I read that,
I so appreciate the positive way.
Yeah,
you
know, you got to every now and then. But when I read that, you'll remember it. There I stood at the crossroad of spirit and flesh.
Yep.
And I'd say for about 5 minutes, I said, Spirit, see you later. I had to, before I did anything else, I called you. And I said, Dad, you better talk faith to me right now because I'm going to lose it. And you did. And you know, everybody needs, we're talking practical application.
Need help.
We need help. I need this man in my life. And if you look, and allow the Lord to show you someone in your life who'll be that faith buddy, that person who will call and say, okay, I know how you're feeling, but is that love? And we're not doing anything here based on our feelings. And I had to get you to talk to me from that place. And you did. And it helped me. And even though what they said was nowhere near the love of God, I can't do anything about that. And I had to repent before the Lord for spending those 5 minutes outside of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, 5 minutes, that's not that bad. 5 minutes is life and death. How long does it take to choose this stuff? I mean, we're talking split-second decisions here, but there's the Holy Ghost present at every turn, saying, first of all, I knew this was coming.
Right.
And second of all, I've got your answer right here. And I'm just so thankful that we have the ability to pray in the Spirit, like you and I have been talking about, and practically to call on others. I needed you, and I need you now like I need you then.
Like it says here in Romans 12, Jeremy, it says, be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, one of the definitions I wrote in there for transformed was to undergo a complete change through a process.
Yeah.
So it's a process that we go through. You were sitting there talking about the email that you received. I thought about one I received many years ago here at the ministry from a guy that I just totally disliked.
Yeah.
I did not like him at all. And I would walk around the other end of the building to avoid his office. And
great links.
It was in the early days when we first got computers here at the ministry. We had the Wang system, and we used to call it Wang Wars. The Wang Wars, because somebody could send you something, you could fire something right back instead of a text or a hard copy memo. This guy did something, and I just I just typed up this scathing memo to him. I told him I could have your job, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm getting ready to press send, and I hear the voice of the Spirit. Don't do that. Don't do that. And my finger, I mean, you can hear the music in the background. Bum, 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 bum. And there it goes. And the Holy Ghost, don't do it. And the Holy Ghost guided me over, and I pressed delete. And I did, yeah. And you know what happened? Through a process of time, that man and I became good friends. Hmm. The Lord turned that whole thing around. Yeah. So I endeavored, I haven't always done it that way, but to endeavor to listen to the Spirit. I've done that with your mother a couple of times when I'll go to say something to her, and the Holy Spirit will rise up within me and say, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Don't prove that.
Don't prove that. Don't say that. And I say it anyway. And so...
and there's the Holy Ghost.
He's, I told you. And then as a husband, I try to undo it. No. There's like a 2 to 3 day limit sometimes with wives for those kind of things to pass over. And so, but the Holy Spirit was trying to get me to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. But it is. It is a process.
It is. Don't be discouraged.
Don't be discouraged. It's a process. We can walk it out together. Stay with us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And we've got some more great things for you. See you in just a minute.
God loves you. You've seen it on the signs, billboards, and t-shirts. You've heard it said and preached over and over. But do you really understand the depths of His love? The Living Proof Package includes the CD series, My Father Loves Me, by Pastor George Pearson. Pastor George shares his dissatisfaction over his relationship with God and with the hustle and bustle of the world. He will help you discover a love that will heal all rejection, discouragement, and disappointments. Jesus is living proof of God's love, and our love for one another is proof of God's love in us. The Living Proof Package also includes Jeremy Pearson's sermon titled, Proof. Every day, every believer comes to the crossroad of spirit and flesh. It's your opportunity to prove that the Spirit of God is alive and working in you. Become living proof of the seed of the love planted in you today. Order the Living Proof Package today for only $20. Purchase the CD series by George Pearson's entitled, My Father Loves Me, and receive a copy of Jeremy Pearson's new teaching called Proof, absolutely free. Log on to our website at kcm.org, call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Let your actions and words be living proof of God's love.
Walking out this process of living proof begins with knowing the love of the Father. As a father, as a dad to you and to Aubrey, I endeavored through the years to exhibit and prove my love to you. Right. And I think I've done that. I think that we all make mistakes, but endeavoring to keep our household a place of fun and enjoyment, but still teaching at the same time. And that's exactly the same way the Father is with us, to be able to know His love and to know His compassion. On the inside will help us make the right choices. So that's why we're offering to you the CD set that I taught on My Father Loves Me. And this came from a personal time that I had. I really had a dissatisfaction in my own life, not with God, but just the way I was perceiving Him and how I was understanding that love. And I really felt like I had to continually prove myself to Him by doing things. And one of the things that the Lord showed me in this, He said, George, He said, you don't have to do anything else for me to love you any more than I love you right now. And so from that revelation and understanding, I began to discover the Father's love. So we wanted to make this available to you as part of the Living Proof Package. And then along with that, we want to give to you free a message that Jeremy taught on Living Proof. Called Proof, and everything that you're talking about this week is you really go into a lot more detail on this message that he taught in church. So My Father Loves Me, and we'll give you Proof from Jeremy Pearson's, and I know it's going to bless you. Talk to him about the motorcycle rally coming up.
Okay. Well, every year, My grandfather, your father-in-law, Brother Copeland, joins Jerry Savelle at his Thunder Over Texas Motorcycle Rally and Car Show, hosted by Jerry Savelle Ministries. And it's August 31st through September 2nd. That's a Friday through a Sunday in Granbury, Texas. And it's in their historic town square. Bike ride, antique cars. You can come even if you don't have a motorcycle, which I think that's the category you and
right
I would
now,
fall
anyway.
Into. And a lot of great...
You know, one of the things that they did that the girls were talking about, Jerry's girls were talking about doing it in Granbury and not out at the other place they had it was because there's lots of shops and ice cream things
right.
and things for ladies to do and families to go right. be involved in. So it's just a great time being able to be there at that motorcycle rally, and there's a lot for everyone. We're so glad that you've joined us for this today. Be sure to stay with us tomorrow. I know that some great things are going to come out. We're going to talk some more about the practical
yeah.
side of this living proof. How do we walk it out? How do you walk out that place where you can actually come to the crossroad in your life, you see the sign that says flesh, you see the sign that says spirit, and you know what? It's not even as much a decision as it is a way of life.
Yeah.
You know, I believe you can get to a place, Jeremy, where it's not as much as, which way should I choose, as there is no question.
Yeah.
Walking by the Spirit. We love you. God loves you. Join us tomorrow. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. Right in the middle of a busy life, stop and take a breath of spiritual fresh air. Pastors George and Terry Pearsons invite you to come to the 2007 Days of Refreshing, September 16th through 21st at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Recharge your spirit and energize your faith as you sit under the life-changing teaching from Kenneth Copeland, Keith Moore, and Billy Brim. The 2007 Days of Refreshing, September 16th through 21st. For more information, go to emic.org.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Naturally, we want to argue. Naturally, we want to defend ourselves. We want to rise up in the face of a challenge. Naturally, this is who we are. But just before those things come flying out, just before those words of getting even and getting revenge, just as they're at the tip of your tongue, the instruction of the Lord is, be still. I can make this war to cease if you'll just be still and know me.